The look of love is in your eyes. A look.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have an intermediate lesson on a topic that is pretty useful.
Yeah, this is a hot topic. This is online dating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's harder these days to meet people.
It is, because we live in this world of internet, the cyber world, and it's hard to really connect to people sometimes.
Right. We're a little more isolated. We go to work, go home, go to work, go home. Yeah. So it's hard to meet people.
Yeah. You gotta spend a lot of money to go and meet people. So this has become quite a craze, right? Because it just makes it easier to meet people.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we have a dialogue here between Sarah and Matt, and looks like Sarah does some online dating.
Yeah, she does. So let's take a listen, and we'll come back and talk about it.
Perfect.
Hey, Sarah, want to check out a restaurant on Saturday?
Sorry, Matt. I've got a Tinder date that night.
Tinder? I didn't know you used that.
I know people think it's just for hookups, but there are lots of decent people on it.
And lots of weirdos, too. Can't be too careful, so I use Hinge.
Oh, is that another Tinder clone?
Not exactly. It uses your data to pair you with people that match your style.
Sounds a lot like Match.com.
Actually, yeah, it's sort of the Match of mobile apps.
That's especially good for avoiding craze.
Yeah, and it's easier than flipping through 100 profiles to find someone.
Well, I hope he's as good-looking in real life and doesn't breadcrumb me.
If he does, just ghost him to get him back.
Deal.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Matt and Sarah, and, well, Matt wants to meet her, but Sarah is going on a Tinder date on Saturday night.
Right. It kind of sounds like, to me, Matt might have a thing for Sarah already.
Oh, that's a great expression, a thing for, to have a thing for.
Like a crush on.
A crush,
kinda
yeah.
Like.
You kind of like them, yeah.
Right, because he's asking her to go to a restaurant.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
So,
unfortunately, Sarah is busy.
Too bad for Matt.
So Tinder date. So this thing, Tinder, it's an app on your phone, your smartphone, and it's a super simple way to connect with people.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually a very popular expression that's come from this called, or it's swipe left.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you use your finger on your phone to change the screen, that's called swiping.
Swiping, yeah. You're like pushing, kind of.
Yeah. And so with this app, if you think someone is attractive, because it's all looks.
You see their picture,
yeah. With Tinder, it is all physical.
100%, yeah.
So if you think they're attractive, you swipe right. Mm-hmm. And if they're unattractive, you swipe left.
Yeah.
Now, the great thing about, swiping left, it's kind of, you're being judgmental a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can actually use this in person, too.
Yeah.
Or I've heard people use it. For example, if you're at the bar.
Yeah.
And someone is maybe hitting on you or wants to buy you a drink, and you're like, swipe left, swipe left.
Yeah, so it's been used in the Tinder world, but now it's actually that we use this
in real life.
We'll see that word in a minute, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just called it, it's called a Tinder date. If you met on Tinder, it's called a Tinder date.
Right, and, Tinder is, I think, one of the... I mean, you could use it with another site. I've heard it with Match Date.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Match.com Date, which is another site. But technically, these are just blind dates.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you have a picture, but it essentially is a blind date, yeah.
You've never, met the person in real life.
In real life, yeah. So, Matt's surprised. Oh, I didn't know you used that. And he may be surprised because Tinder, it's changed, but in the beginning, it was known for hookups.
Right. Basically, if you just want sex, commitments.
No commitment. You just want to have some fun, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Hookup is, here's a noun. It could be a verb as well. Mm-hmm. And, it's not a highly respected practice, hooking up a lot, but it still happens.
Well, you go to a bar, you meet someone, you hook up.
You hook
sometimes,
up,
sometimes,
yeah.
Right?
And it may end up being a relationship. It may not, but that's the word we use. Hook up just like one time maybe or a couple times.
No strings attached.
No strings attached. No
Meaning
commitment.
You just do what you need to do and then you go on your happy ways by yourselves.
Right. So she says there are a lot of decent people on it. And, I admit I have used Tinder and you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. You can judge people a little bit by their pictures if they can see if they're a nice person.
Mm-hmm. They have a nice smile.
Yeah, or the pictures that they have on their profile are like kind of normal looking pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't find out 100%, but you can make some good guesses to see if they're decent.
Right. And just to go back a little bit, just before Tinder, there was an online dating site that had the same kind of reputation as Tinder called Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
Because you didn't have to pay to use that.
Right.
So people think that if you are kind of wanting a free service, you're not as committed to finding a serious relationship.
Right. Yeah.
You just want to hook up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's the thing about Tinder as well. Mm-hmm. It's free.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's less seriousness to it, I guess, that a lot of people are like that. But in this case, Sarah's saying that's not the case.
Right, yeah. So decent. It's just kind of like good or socially acceptable.
Quality.
Yeah, yeah.
Good people.
Good people. You could say it like something has decent size.
Right.
It means it's kind of big.
Yeah.
If something has a decent price.
Decent price, decent taste.
Decent
or taste. Decent.
Yeah, just good, basically.
Yeah, it's not amazing.
No,
but it's, you know, it's good.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But people who are not decent are sometimes called weirdos.
Oh, yes. Weirdos. Mm-hmm. I see lots of weirdos all the time.
Yeah. So weirdo can be used in a positive or a negative way. Like, oh, he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
That's negative.
But if, when you said it, your nose scrunched up and you had a different tone.
The intonation was different. If I said like this, I'm a weirdo sometimes.
Or, Connor, you're such a weirdo.
Yeah, that could be like kind of
joking, teasing,
but you kind of like it.
Yeah.
Like,
you're such a weirdo, but I like you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So your tone and the expression on your face is very important.
What about the word wacko?
Same thing.
Yeah.
But generally, I think wacko is always negative.
Yeah, yeah, wacko, yeah.
It means crazy, unstable.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
But the word wacky, is that negative?
No, wacky just means silly.
Yeah.
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 Kind of funny, silly, like a child, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like quirky is another one that we use.
Sense of humor. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little silly, little funny, that kind of thing.
Like Adam can be pretty wacky. And that's a good thing. We like that. And Spencer can be wacky.
Yes. Yeah. And we have our moments. Mm-hmm.
I can be wacky, but I'm still a little shy.
Yeah.
So,
you're more reserved. When we go out for drinks, you can get your wacky on.
Right. So then Matt says to her, you can't be too careful.
Right. So this is kind of what your mom would say or someone who's trying to be very cautious or warn you to just be safe.
Yeah. Yeah. You can never be too careful. There is no too careful.
Right.
You have to prevent some bad thing from happening.
Right. So you meaning don't invite a person for the first time to your house.
Yeah. Please don't do that.
You know, you meet them somewhere.
Yeah. We sometimes say better safe than sorry as well.
Definitely.
Like maybe I was too careful, but
it's okay.
Yeah. I don't want to be sorry after some crazy bad accident happened.
Right. So when you're driving,
because
you use the word accident, you cannot be too careful of a driver.
Right. Yeah.
It means paying attention, driving the appropriate speed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that could mean going over the speed limit, but
It's better to be really careful than the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So he uses Hinge.
I've never heard of Hinge.
Hinge. Actually, neither have I, because I'm not really on the...
You're out of the dating scene.
So, Hinge is just this other app.
Okay.
It's another app like Tinder.
Okay.
Strangely, Hinge doesn't have any related meaning. It's the metal piece on a door.
Well, it gets kind of holding, connecting.
Yeah, kind of swinging a little bit. Yeah.
You don't want to use the word swinging too much in a dating context.
Do not use this word swing.
Because that means...
Something else.
And it's interesting because Sarah sounds like she's never heard of it either.
Right.
And she says, oh, is that another Tinder clone?
Clone. So this is a science word. It means like a copy or a replica.
Exact. Mm-hmm. Copy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we use this for cloning organs, cloning animals.
Cloning a sheep.
Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's a genetic thing. But we use it outside of the science world.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you know, oh, you know, my brother is an exact clone of my dad. Meaning
yeah.
He looks exactly
it's
like
the same.
My dad.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not the same person.
Right, right.
But they look the same.
Yeah. So he's just saying, is this a copy of Tinder?
Yeah.
Someone copying the same idea?
Mm-hmm.
You can use this for computer programs or something. This,
right.
Everyone copies the next person
yeah.
or the first person. Yeah.
So is it a clone?
Well, no, she says not exactly because it uses your data or your data
yeah.
to pair you with people that match your style.
To match you.
Yeah, pair is like a match. Yeah.
Yes, to yeah. link you, to connect you with, to
mm-hmm.
say A and B go together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two things that are good together are a pair.
Like a pair of socks.
Yeah. Now, I just said data there. Usually in Canada, it's data, I think.
I say data.
Yeah.
Data plan?
Maybe
data
it
plan?
Depends.
Data plan?
Yeah, not, no,
back
data
and forth.
Plan. Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, data
yeah.
or data, it's up to you. So then Matt says, this sounds a lot like Match.com.
Right. So this is probably... It has a really good reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have used Match.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say there are some extreme weirdos.
Yeah.
But there are some extremely decent people.
Yeah, yeah. You get a mix.
Yeah.
So this is like before all of this dating stuff moved to the mobile phone, to smartphones.
Yeah.
They were all on the web, the PC,
yeah.
you know, on the internet. You couldn't do this on a smartphone.
And the thing about Match is the reason why it's a little bit more respectable, and I kind of mentioned this earlier,
yeah.
is that you have to pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's different packages,
yeah.
but you have to subscribe.
People who are serious.
Right.
Use it, yeah.
So just like you guys, you
mm-hmm.
guys are serious listeners to
yeah.
to Open Language.
Yeah.
If you want to continue to get all the benefits and
yeah.
all the lessons and
yeah.
all that stuff, then you subscribe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so this is, Hinge is the Match of mobile apps. It just means it's the same as Match, but for a different system.
Yeah.
Yeah, different world kind
but
of.
But Matches, they do have an app now.
Oh,
too.
Interesting. Okay,
yeah.
okay,
yeah.
cool. And then Sarah says this new slang. Yeah, that's especially good for avoiding craze.
Right. So the adjective would be cray-cray.
Oh, yeah, cray-cray. Yeah.
So... crazies.
Yeah, this is just some new word spelt with a K.
Yeah.
K-R-A-Y-S.
Yeah, so cray, you know, he's a cray, meaning he's
crazy.
A crazy person.
Crazy, yeah.
And not necessarily mentally.
No.
But he's a weirdo.
He's weird. Like relationships, he's not good at relationships.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and cray-cray, often used by teenage girls.
Yeah.
And maybe not as much anymore, maybe
yeah.
3 years ago more so. But I used to have a friend that had a teenage daughter.
Oh, okay.
And this friend was in his 50s, and
yeah.
he would often say, oh, she's so cray-cray.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking, okay, that's so not appropriate for your age. So
oh, yeah.
you're older, maybe don't say cray or cray-cray.
Yeah, these are teenagers using
yeah.
this word now.
Yeah.
yeah.
You can get away with it in your 20s, but yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And one of the big things about Tinder is that you have to flip through so many profiles.
Right. So we talked about swiping
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
So usually when it's a physical thing, like you
yeah.
flip through a book,
yeah,
the pages of
yeah.
a book.
You're looking quickly through something.
Yeah. You're
yeah.
not reading everything. You're
right.
just kind of scanning.
Yeah. You're scanning.
And go to the next
yeah.
page.
Magazines, books. But now you can flip through some web page on your smartphone if you want. Yeah.
And what they're flipping through is profiles.
Right. So profile here, I mean, sometimes you've heard the word avatar or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we generally don't use that word as much. We use this word profile.
Well, avatar, I think, to me means the picture.
Yeah, the picture that represents
the little character.
The little character. Yeah, yeah.
We've done lessons in the past and talked about profiles.
Mm-hmm.
It just includes your description.
Yeah, description. Information about a person.
Yeah, like your favorite book, what
mm-hmm.
you like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like romantic walks on the beach and watching
yeah.
sunsets.
Yeah, yeah.
I like cooking.
Yeah. If you're studying English too, you might see the word high profile or
mm-hmm.
low profile. Like usually celebrities are called high profile because they get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. And that's just their public image.
Yeah, their public image. Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
So speaking of public image, some people don't look the same as their profile in real life.
So this is the trick with online dating.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect with someone
yeah.
virtually,
yeah.
but when you meet them in person, there's
yeah.
no chemistry.
Oh, there's no chemistry.
Right, so
yeah.
you don't feel that connection,
yeah,
that click. Your heart doesn't
yeah.
get little flutters. And
these are great words, yeah. Clicking, chemistry. It's like a connection, like
yeah.
you said, yeah.
So in real life or in reality,
yeah.
they may look a different way. Of course,
yeah.
who's going to choose a, you know, picture where they're not wearing any, for women, not wearing any makeup?
For sure, yeah.
Their hair's not perfect. You pick the picture you want.
Yeah, the pictures never look the same in real life. Maybe similar, close, but never quite their best picture.
Right, like I remember the first time you saw my Facebook picture. Mm-hmm. You're like, who's on your Facebook profile picture?
Did I?
You did. Oh. And I'm like, that's me after spending 2 hours getting my makeup done and hair done.
Oh, I don't remember.
No, but that's okay. No, it really doesn't look like me, but it's a really good picture.
Oh,
it's just, you would not, I don't look
my
like that on
my best pictures don't. Anyway. Yeah, so the next word is breadcrumbs. So this is a kind of food?
Well, I mean, what she's basically saying here is that she hopes this guy is a decent human being, somewhat attractive in real life, and that he doesn't lead her on.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good one. Lead her on. So breadcrumbs, like crumbs are those little tiny pieces of cookie and bread that are messy and fall on the floor or the table.
Right.
And if you're really hungry, you're going to want to eat all of those.
Yeah.
So if someone's giving you breadcrumbs, that means they're contacting you just a little bit.
Just to keep your attention.
Yeah, just to keep you interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you're hungry for love.
Yeah.
That person's giving you just a little bit. So you keep following them, and it's not very nice.
No. And where this actually comes from is there's an old story about Hansel and Gretel getting lost in the forest.
Yeah.
And they leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
But you're in the forest.
Yeah.
Birds are going to eat the breadcrumbs.
Right.
So then they get lost.
Oh, then they get lost. Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically just to give you a teaser.
Like, yeah. Like once a week, hey, how's it going?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You have a great conversation.
Yeah.
And then it's a week or two before you hear from them.
Yeah, and then, in that middle time, they ghost.
Yes.
They make ghosts.
This is an excellent, I got very excited when I saw this word, because it is so real. And it happens. And
like a ghost, you just
disappear.
Disappear, yeah. So, like, you're texting somebody, it's going really well, or even you're dating, maybe.
Yeah.
And suddenly, they just stop communicating. They stop
for
contacting.
No reason. And you have no closure.
Yeah.
You have no explanation.
Yeah.
And I have to say I've got the breadcrumbs and the ghosting coming from the same person.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a cycle of a few years, and, you know, we still keep in touch every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'll get a message.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. We'll go have lunch. We'll have dinner.
Yeah.
And then poof.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. It's a very kind of socially complicated thing. And it's sometimes it's not fun.
No, it's not. It's I think of it as mean.
Mean,
And it's selfish.
Selfish, yeah.
You know, just say, you know what, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Or I am interested and have issues.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because you don't even know the reason. And then your self-esteem gets hurt.
Right, for
right?
sure.
You don't feel as good about yourself because you're like, I don't have any answers. Did I do this? And you get so stressed out. And so the, you know, what Matt is actually saying, you know, if he is just leading you on, and if he's maybe not so attractive, just disappear to get him back.
Right. So this is a really casual, informal way to say take revenge.
Right. It doesn't mean get back together with someone start dating them again. It means to hurt them.
Like revenge. Yeah.
Is
so
the best
you could
word.
Say get him back or get her back. You could say get back at him.
Yes.
Get back at her.
Yes. Yeah. Not get back with.
No. That would be different.
That's completely different. But get him back. So
yeah. I'm going to get you back.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you can even use this in a joking context.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like if you're standing somewhere and one of your good friends, emphasizing, kind of accidentally, well, not accidentally, they intentionally elbow you or hit you.
Hit you, yeah.
And kind of, oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then you're like, I'll get you back
for
that.
I'll get you back next time.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So then finally, Sarah says, deal. Okay. That's all it is really, right?
Good idea.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take another listen to that.
Perfect.
Hey, Sarah. Want to check out a restaurant on Saturday?
Sorry, Matt. I've got a Tinder date that night.
Tinder? I didn't know you used that.
I know people think it's just for hookups, but there are lots of decent people on it.
And lots of weirdos, too. Can't be too careful, so I use Hinge.
Oh, is that another Tinder clone?
Not exactly. It uses your data to pair you with people that match your style.
Sounds a lot like Match.com.
Actually, yeah, it's sort of the match of mobile apps.
That's especially good for avoiding craze.
Yeah, and it's easier than flipping through 100 profiles to find someone.
Well, I hope he's as good-looking in real life and doesn't breadcrumb me.
If he does, just ghost him to get him back.
Deal.
Okay, so we just heard our dialogue between Sarah and Matt one more time. So you mentioned that you have used online dating in the past. I've used Tinder in the past. And, you know, when I never used Tinder for quite a while.
Yeah.
Then finally, I tried it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like you said, it's 100%, you know, their looks.
Yeah.
But I did meet some good people on there.
Well, and I used Match, I guess, for the first time because my friend recommended it. Mm-hmm. She ended up marrying the person she met.
Yeah, yeah.
And I dated the person for 5 years.
Okay, yeah.
Until he met his now wife. Ooh. On another dating site when we were still together.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I have problems trusting with that because once... obviously I've been burned with that because a lot of... Kind of the big thing is that people use it to cheat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, some people do. I mean, my roommate and one of my good friends met their girlfriends there. They've been together for 12 months. And
yeah,
so you do get these good stories. I mean, and the same thing, like if you go to a bar to try to meet people, you're still looking at how beautiful
it's
they are.
Or
it's
start,
physical.
You can't hear
in
other,
the beginning,
you know?
Yeah, just in the beginning, yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, that's why people tend to stray away from bars because it's definitely physical.
Yeah.
At least with online dating, you get to know the person. And there's a limit to how much time I want to spend communicating before I meet you.
Yeah, yeah. And definitely when you do meet in a public, safe place, like a coffee shop or a bank. Or maybe not a bank, but...
Well, I mean, I've got some doozies, so...
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Some really crazy stories.
Oh, man, oh,
but,
man.
But yeah, so what about you guys?
Yeah.
Like, have you heard of these apps before? Do you use any of them?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any crazy stories of like of guys
weirdos
and ghosting you or breadcrumbing you?
Yeah, and or are you, you know, have you had some great success and met the love of your life?
Yeah, yeah, because that happens as well.
It does.
So as always, guys, we look forward to seeing your comments and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Can't erase.